Welcome back to the Sneaker Addicts podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my good friend and co-host Dan, aka Dan underscore Squire. Apologies if I'm a bit all over the show. I have just woken up at 3:30 on a Tuesday afternoon to do the podcast. How are we doing, my good friend?
Not bad at all, Danny. And you've just woken up, and just to clarify, he's not just had a mid-afternoon nap. He's on night shifts.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility that I do have an afternoon nap on a normal day, though. But yeah, can I just say, and this is one thing that is not really very useful for a podcast. I really like your T-shirt that you're wearing.
Thanks.
T-shirt. It's kind of cool. Yeah. I've never seen it before. So yeah, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I always forget, 14, I think this could be. 15?
I think it's 15.
Is it 15?
I think 15.
And again, it's just an only Dan's one. Me and Dan have been uber busy. I know we joke around a little bit about like work and stuff, but we have actually been busy. And we've literally just grabbed 3:30 the night before with the podcast goes out, just to grab a bit of time where we're both free. So it's just another only Dan's. We are going to try. We have got some guests lined up for a couple of weeks' time, definitely. We might need to try and find a guest. If there's anybody out there, actually, who wants to maybe talk about Air Max for Air Max Week next week, or you've got some suggestions, hit us up in the comments on Instagram, find out and let us know, and we'll try and get someone on for next week, because hopefully I'll have a bit more time. But yes, how's things anyway, Dan?
Things are good, Danny. Sun's coming back out, so it makes everything, especially lockdown, a bit easier. Nice to actually get outside now the sun's out, so can't really complain.
Yeah, same with me. I'm going to put my street orcas on to go to work tonight, because I think that the roads are dry. That's my set. If it's wet outside, then certain trainers get worn, and if it's dry, then anything can get worn, kind of thing. And I've just checked the forecast on my phone, and it looks like we've got a dry evening and a dry morning, which is important for me, because I have fallen for this before, where I put on a really banging pair of trainers just to go to work because it's like nice and dry, and then I don't check the morning forecast and it's pissing it down, and then I have to like walk back to my car or whatever and ruin a pair of shoes. But it's what we do, innit? Do you ever do that? Do you always check?
Mate, I make the same mistake all the time. And just don't look outside, walk outside, end up spinning on my heels, turning around, coming back inside and changing my shoes.
How good do you change your pace and you change your direction?
I'm not that quick on my feet, am I?
No.
These knees are getting old.
I thought you'd be like a bit of a five-a-side player. I thought you'd have like a bit of a quick darting type.
I am when I'm going forward, but tracking back, not for me.
That's just standard behaviour. I am all about going forward, and if I lose the ball, then I might make a token attempt to try and get back and stop it. But I play like Messi, in particular. If I lose the ball, I sulk, and then that's how we do it. Anyway, trainers, we have got some news. We did put some questions out on Instagram, so me and Dan are going to quick fire answer these questions. We'll try our best to quick fire them. We'll see how long we actually take on every question, because we do like to talk, because there's some really, really good questions actually that was just fired our way. And then we'll get on to the release of the week. So Dan, news, what we got?
News, not a lot this week, Danny, but one kind of a big story, bit of a leak. So Pirates, who's on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, leaked that he tweeted that he had a phone call with Virgil from Off-White, and that there was 20 dunks coming, 20 Off-White dunk colorways. So then he did a bit of a mock-up, I believe it came straight from them, put it out there, 20 colorways, all of the same shoe, absolutely ridiculous. And Virgil responded saying, I couldn't come up with 20 bad colorways, which I think is like, if anyone could come up with 20 bad colorways, it's that guy. but what did you think?
I don't know. It's just for somebody that's really obviously really into trainers, obviously really into dunks, well SB dunks especially, I almost don't care. I think it's just, it's for a crowd that just are not my, not necessarily on my, if I went to, right, so if I went to a training event and I didn't know anybody and I looked around and there was loads of people studying off white dunks or people not studying off white dunks, I'd probably gravitate to the people in non-off white dunks.
100%.
And I think that's all that needs to be said on that. I just think...
But does any shoe, especially a collaboration, need 20 colorways? And then there was a second leak where it kind of, it showed a heel portion of one of the shoes and it actually had a tag on it and it looked like it was numbered out of 50.
I saw the 30 out of 50 tag, yeah. So to kind of contradict what I've just said, if you're going to do area exclusives, and maybe you do it quite specific, so not maybe just Europe, like you break it down a little bit in Europe, like the UK get a certain colourway, and you're doing it that, and it spreads itself over 20 countries. I almost get it, because then that, or if you did like some colours were women's exclusives in that certain size, or some were kids, and only the kids got them in the smaller sizes. I almost get that, but if I don't think it is that.
What if, because one thing I thought it could maybe be, which might save it, if there was 20 colourways and they were all slightly different and there was only 50 pairs of each colourway. So you got a one of 50 of 20.
That only means there's 1,000 pairs, which would be utterly insane. How many sizes of each colourway would there be if there's only 50 of each?
Oh,
you'd have a one of one.
Not one. Yeah, it would make it a bit more special.
Yeah. But even then, I don't know. I just think it's just hype trash, if I'm being brutally honest.
Shall we move on then?
Let's move on. And there's no more news, is there? I don't think.
Did you say? No, it was quite weak really this week. I mean, there were bits and pieces, but nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
We'll get straight into this feature because, like I say, me and Dan put some questions out and We got quite a few answers, to be fair. We only kind of thought of it in the middle of the day and thought, shall we just knock out some questions here to put? Because we did have a segment, and then we just, in the nicest way, if we do a proper segment, I like to do some proper research and have some real answers for it. And the element that we were looking at actually could be really, really good. And I don't want to do something disservice just to knock out a podcast and churn a podcast, for want of a better phrase. So we threw out some questions on Instagram. We had a good amount of responses. So we're going to answer them all, I think, or we're going to try and answer them all. We're going to see how long it takes. So Dan, do you want to kick us off with the first question?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we have just touched on this, so this will be a really quick one. This was from Ian Russell 761. And it was more of a statement, a bit of a question at the end. Dunks will die in 2021 if Virgil's 20 dunks is to be believed. Discuss. So, what do you reckon? Will dunks die in 2021?
I think not because of the Virgil thing, actually. I think they might like die a little bit. When the stores start opening, and if there's loads just sat on shelves and they start bringing out loads of colourways and people can just go in and see the product on the shelf, I think that'll put a lot of people off, actually. Not the masses, but the sneakerhead in quotation marks. They'll think, oh, well, it's just sat on a shelf, so I don't want to pick them up anymore. So I think dunk hype will die, regular dunk hype, but not because of the Virgil thing. And I don't think SB dunk hype will die because I know there's some bangers coming out and they'll still be impossible to get the SB stuff, but the normal colourways. What's your thoughts?
I definitely don't think the dunk will die because it's such a staple. It's such a classic shoe. I don't think you can kill a shoe like that.
No.
But I certainly think the hype, like you said, will come to an end. It's definitely already reached a tipping point, I think, on the sportswear dunks. You can see they're getting already slightly easier to get. And yeah, hopefully the dunk hype on the more exclusive kind of stuff will also peter out a little bit this year. But as a dunk, it'll still be a great shoe. That certainly won't. That shoe won't go anywhere.
Have you heard the rumours of SB dunks, though, towards the end of the year? What's happening?
I have, I right. think.
We're not going to discuss it on the podcast because I don't know if we're supposed to put it out there. But yeah, so I think that might keep the SB Dunk hype rolling a little bit longer. Next question. Natio S. Baker. Brilliant one. I mean, you're a week too late with this one. What's a good first sneaker to buy my mum for Mother's Day? Unless you're in a different part of the world and it's not been Mother's Day yet. Or you're just pretending you've got your mum a pair of trainers and you're going to see her later this week, which I hope that's the answer because that is brilliant. Dan, what would you buy your old dear for Mother's Day?
I mean, that is a tough one. Yeah, first off, like you say, you're late. So it better be something good. If you're buying your Mother's Day present now, it's got to be something good. I mean, I can only... For my mum, she loves Air Max 90 and a 95. She's got a few pairs of Vans.
That is amazing. Yeah,
for comfort, she's had a couple of pairs of 90s and 95s. So it'd have to be the Bacon 90.
Wow.
If you can get your mum a pair of the Bacon 90s, treat your mum this Mother's Day, a few weeks late.
Wow. That big respect to Mother Squire. Mother Royston, I think she's not that bothered at all whatsoever. But just for a general shoe, I think you could buy someone's mum. And I do get like a few people, like a few of my non-trainer friends going, oh, what could I get for like my mum or my dad or whatever. But for mums, I always kind of go that, oh, like, just get a nice classic Club C, a Reebok Club C. That she can wear with anything, so she can wear it with jeans or she can wear it with leggings or whatever, and they'll just look really good and classic. And that is my staple answer for mum shoes.
That's a great shout. And we always talk about Club C's on this podcast because they're releasing collabs all the time. They've just released a collab with The Week, and I think upcoming this week they've got a collab with Margiela. So,
I've not seen that actually.
There you go. That's a great answer, Danny.
Thank you very much. Go on then, Dan. You're next.
So, Derek J. Swift, friend of the Annex, what is the worst hype sneaker ever made, and did you ever buy a pair?
I mean, this is a tough question. Worst hype sneaker ever made. Did I buy a pair? I mean, the did I buy a pair will just be no for anything I would suggest on this. The worst hype sneaker ever made. I mean... There's different levels of trainers in the sneakers. It could be a Balenciaga Triple S or something for me. I think they're just horrific. But I almost put them in a different enchelon to like the trainers that I collect because that's like high fashion and stuff. So that's just something completely different. Recently, what's just been completely trash and I've just never got it. The Sakai Vapor Waffles I just think are just ridiculous. They're just horrible. So and I didn't buy a pair.
No, I think I'd have to say I didn't buy a pair as well because I would only buy something that I liked. I think it's quite an objective kind of question. So in terms of worst, can't really speak on quality, but I think one that really, I mean, I wasn't a fan when it came out and I don't think it'll age well at all would be the Cactus Plant Flea Market Vapormax from a couple of years ago, which was massively hyped at the time, had the piping around it. And I just think, wasn't for me anyway, but I think that shoe will age terribly. We'll look back on that shoe and think, why did people want it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind them. Remy wore a pair to our Sneakonics event a couple of years ago.
They were really popular. I think they even went, like, people were buying them resale for about £800, £900.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Just, you know, it's one of them for me where I think we'll look back in the future and no one's going to want that shoe in another 5 years or so.
Maybe not. But I think that maybe, and that's the same with like the Vapor Waffles and maybe even the LD Sakai stuff. I think stuff that's just a bit out there. The Fear of God stuff that came out before, I think that'll just not age well and people won't go for that in the future. But anyway, next question, kicks and bits. Would you rather wear each other's dirty caps for a day or use each other's toothbrush? Mate, this is just... And if we ever do questions again, don't get me wrong, me and Dan, we can talk trainers all day long. But if you actually know us and see us on Instagram, and especially like myself, I'll just like mess around and have stupid stuff all day long. Dan, do you want to wear my underpants or do you want to use my toothbrush?
This is an easy one, mate. I'm wearing your pants.
Are you wearing my pants?
I couldn't use somebody else's toothbrush. I could turn your pants inside out. I'm wearing your pants.
Mate,
that's all that needs to be said on that question, I think. What about you?
I'm the other way around. I'm absolutely the other way around. I don't want your smelly bumhole pants anywhere near me. I would happily just rinse off your toothbrush and just use that. I'm all over that. If someone said, right, to save Dan's life, would you kiss him on the lips? Mate, I love you. I'd do that. So sharing a toothbrush is not even a thing. It's not even a thing on my radar. But yeah, great question. Next, quickly moving on.
Rob_Herditch_. Did you both get a W on the Bacons? So I'm guessing this is referring to the offspring competition. We're seeing our entries. So Danny, any news?
Any news? Did we both get W's on the Bacons, Daniel?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely buzzing. I was on the train going to work last night when I got the message through, and yeah, I can't tell how the. I've not seen anybody not get a pair, or there's not been many people that I don't think have won.
No, my missus didn't get a win. I thought her picture was pretty good.
Yes.
So I'll be changing all my raffle entries now to a size 6 to try and get one for her.
I will also add my size 6s into those raffle entries for her as well. But I think that there must be quite a few pairs of these. And I think we discussed it before. I don't know if we discussed it on the podcast or just chatting, actually. When you see places like, is it 7-star Liverpool raffling them off, you know they've dropped down to a certain level and there's a certain amount of pairs that you should be able to pick these Bacon 90s up.
Yeah, I think it's classed as neighbourhood is this level, which is like, it includes size and things like that. So, and obviously if size was open, they'd be in every major city and then some in the UK, which is it's just unfortunate that obviously those stores will be closed for the release.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, you'll see them and we'll pop the pictures up on Instagram, obviously, when they come through. Big shout outs to Offspring. My first ever Offspring raffle and my first ever Offspring win as well. 1 out of 100%. There can't be many 100%ers out there, so I might just bow out at that. Next question. Leighton Peach. What silhouette is on Dan's hit list in an attempt to trump Roy's custom? So for those of you that haven't seen my custom pink pig dunks, then why are you even listening to the podcast if you haven't even seen them on Instagram? Because that's just a madness. They've just been, oh my God, I've just had the most ridiculous replies, responses, reshares. It's just like being splattered all over Instagram, my set of legs. But Dan, what are you going to do to trump it? Or what would you do?
I mean, it would take something special to beat that. I've got to say, Danny, they are amazing. And anyone that's not watched the video on Sneaker Annex, watch the video because they look even better on there, in my opinion, than the pictures. And they look amazing in the pictures, don't get me wrong, but smashed it with them, mate. Got to give you the credit. Unreal. Absolutely class.
I'll hold my hands up and I'll say, I do like taking a photograph, but I am a little bit lazy with photos. I just use my iPhone and I quickly take a picture and I quickly do some sort of editing on Instagram. I've got a camera, but I almost don't have the time, inclination, can't be asked to do all that. But I said this to Dan off the podcast. They are so, so good in hand. They are so good. And now I've probably got, you'll have seen, I've put a post out later on, last night on the Annex page, wearing my Street Hawkers and just questioning. I said the Street Hawkers will not be beaten. And I still don't think they will, but on a personal level, I think I might even love my pink pigs more. They are a one of one as well, and a custom. And I'm very personal because of the car connection, but yeah. But thank you.
Yeah, Dan. They're amazing. But so if I had to compete with that shoe, I would go to my mate, Neox, who's on Instagram. I think his Instagram is JV Neox with a Z on the end. He does a few customs. He's done some amazing stuff. And I absolutely love his scripts. He's a tattoo artist based in Hull. Awesome guy. His script is amazing. And I think I'd get him to do I'd give him quite a plain canvas. So maybe just a plain Air Force One.
Right.
And just let him go to town on him.
Let him go crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, thanks, Leighton. And in fact, you actually got, he's thrown up a couple of questions, which is fine. We'll answer later in the second question, I think. Go on, Dan, what's his next question?
Yeah, so his second question was, after the success of the custom pink pigs, any more plans in the pipeline?
For me, no. I do like a custom. I do think some customs are a bit OTT and a bit, I don't know. I'm not really, it sounds weird after the back of how good those are. I'm not really a customs person. I've never customized a pair of trainers. Apart from the pair I made for Lance for his birthday, the ZX Superstar thing, but that was his 50th, so it was something special. I would start considering it because I think, and I said, I don't know if I said it in the video actually, I said it elsewhere. Everyone's got the same stuff now. Don't matter if you're getting the really, really limited Nike SB stuff or Off-White Virgil stuff or Travis Scott. Everybody's getting it. And I like the fact, and it is a little bit of, it probably is a bit of one-upmanship that no one else has got these.
I get that. I'm the same. I've never been one for customizing. But when you see something with a purpose, like your pink pigs, and it's almost like it elevates that shoe to another level. I love the shoe as it is, don't get me wrong, but they are absolutely class.
Yeah, I am going to keep on banging on about it. I don't know why I'm saying I'm not. The amount of people that have just said, this is what Nike should have done. Have you sent the pictures to Nike? Why did Nike SB not do this? I've had a few of them people going, I can't look at my pink pigs now because they just look trash next to those. And I'm like, don't worry about
it. They must have thought about it, though. They must have considered it.
How did they not? Because the first, and I said it, I think I first got like a little inside track on these in about November time, I think it was, that there was some Porsche-themed dunks coming out. Obviously, being a massive car guy as well, it spoke to me on every single level. And then when they were just playing, I'm like, And I know what the pink pig race car looks like. And then they did the RSR race car a few years ago on the 911. And there was even a YouTuber guy who wrapped his GT3 RS in the pink pig, in a pink pig vinyl wrap as well. And I've seen that. And so it was a no-brainer for me. It was absolutely a no-brainer choice. Like people were like, oh, it's really good, very clever. I don't think it's that clever. I just think it was just so obvious that that's what needed doing to him. But
executed so well as well. But
laces anyway, red or pink?
Pink for me. They both work, but pink for me.
I'm going to chuck some grey laces in as well and see if they work, but anyway. I've lost the... Yeah, so none in the pipeline. Dan, I'm guessing the answer's no. You haven't got any customs in the pipeline.
No, not for me.
Simon says sneakers comes up with a very, very important question. Ketchup. Keep it in the fridge or the cupboard?
This is the real question, isn't it? I'm going to say you keep it in the cupboard until it's open. Once it's open, it has to go in the fridge.
And I concur with that. That is things, if you buy it in the supermarket and it's not in the fridge, then you keep it in the cupboard. But when you open it, sometimes you need to put it in the fridge.
But why, Danny? Because I completely agree with that. You buy it off the shelf, you keep it on the shelf. Why do people put chocolate in the fridge?
I like my chocolate cold. Simple as that. And people who like hate stuff like that, I'm like, where do you buy? Do you buy your beer and wine in the fridge?
If I can.
Well, I mean, sometimes I do because my little Sainsbury's, if I'm struggling, then the little Sainsbury's local, the beer's in the fridge already. But if I'm going on a big shop, then the beer is just on the shelf, isn't it? So anybody says, wherever you buy it, that's where you keep it. Shut up. You don't keep your beer cupboard at home. You put your beer in the fridge, so I'll just squash that argument down right there. But ketchup definitely goes in the fridge once it's open.
Right, moving on quickly then, before we get into an argument about chocolate and not sneakers. Preps, what are either of you doing or wearing for Air Max Day?
We're doing probably not a lot, because the 26th of March is... There's not a lot we can do still on the 26th of March, I don't think. Although, if you're free, maybe we could do something on the 26th of March, because I'm not in work that day. And maybe we could go for, if the weather's nice, we could go for a walk and take some pictures or do some Air Maxy kind of.
Nice shoes.
Say that again.
In some nice shoes.
In some nice shoes. So we might just do something like that. So yeah, if anybody else in Leeds socially distanced, I might just throw that on the cuff. I've not actually thought about it yet. But anybody in Leeds on Friday the 26th of March might want to do some sort of photo shoot. Leeds City Centre's dead. I bet it's great for doing some pictures in Leeds City Centre because there'll be no one around. And then
you know what? It's busier than you'd think.
Is it?
Lockdown one, it was absolutely dead. It was like a ghost town. But this one, it just seems like a quiet day in Leeds.
Oh, right, well.
I'd love the Bacons to arrive pre-Air Max Day, but I just can't see it. So it'd probably be the Atmos Air Max one, as it is.
Which one?
The Elephant.
Oh, mate. That's what I'm wearing.
Unless, if the weather's nice, it might be the Sean Witherspoon 197, because they've not been out yet.
That's a hard one for me. I ain't got a pair yet. I ain't got a pair anymore, should I say. After having two pairs of Sean Witherspoons, I am now at zero pairs of Sean Witherspoons. It's a bit of a sore subject. We'll leave it there. But I will 100% be, I'll 100% be wearing my Atmos Elephants. They come out every Air Max day because, without wanting to ruin possible futures, there is not a better Air Max one out there. That for me. I love that shoe. And we spoke about it before, how I picked it up and what it meant. It's just the shoe for me. But anyway, we move on. This is the girl who loves me on Instagram, apparently. Wavy T, Tess. What constitutes a creative in the sneaker community? Now, this is actually a really good question because Tess, my love, my dear, you are obviously a creative in the sneaker community. And it's probably a question that warrants a bigger segment to reply to than just a quick fire from me and Dan. But Dan, what constitutes a creative in the sneaker community?
Well, first off, is Tess just looking for a shout out here? Because Tess herself is definitely a creative in the sneaker community. So shout out, Tess. But I think it's just somebody who brings something different to the scene. So I think anyone can be a creative. Anyone can take a good photo with a little bit of effort. Anyone can learn certain things. But someone who brings something different and their own, either their own view or their own art, and obviously includes sneakers in it. So, I mean, a few that come to mind, Jonas Cazone. I don't know if you know his like Instagram, for example. He does like sneaker comic strips and things like that. And his art is just amazing. It's so, so good. A lot of it's based around Air Max and things, but he's done a few books with his comics in. Absolutely brilliant. And there's a guy, Laro Lagosta, I think his Instagram is. It's all one word, but I think it's his name split. And again, he kind of just does like memes and little comics, and you'll see his things getting reposted all the time because they're always like really relevant and on point. So things like that, I really enjoy. But I'd just say anyone that brings something different to the scene.
That's my thing. And if you don't follow Tess, and I know me and Tess have a good, we're good friends and we have a good crack and take the mick out of each other. Go check out Tess's work, Wavy TMJ, I think it is. That's bad. Yeah, we're good friends. I can't remember your Instagram handle. Yes, it is that.
Tess's stuff is amazing. Yeah. Like, I followed Tess for years and it's awesome. Some of it just blows my mind, Danny.
Yeah. I know. It's good. I have had a little discussion with Tess about this before, and I've said people who bring something different. And I would even, I am not a creative in that kind of artistic or anything like that. But I did argue with Tess, or not argue, but we were discussing, when me and Lance set up doing the annex, and we had him not on camera and nobody heard him. And that was like a creative element of doing the YouTube videos to do something. Because it was that, like you said, bringing something different. There's plenty of YouTube channels out there that was just, which is how mine is at the minute, because we can't link up or like even get you on. It's just not possible at the minute. But as lockdown seizes, then obviously we can start doing more things together and just do some more videos and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, anybody who brings something new, different, interesting, has that wow factor, I guess, that like, oh, I haven't seen that before. Because it's, there's a lot of, I don't want to say oversaturated, but there's a lot of pictures that are very samey, or people using Lightroom to get the right effects, which is great, and I love seeing the pictures, but do you stand out from somebody else, I guess?
Yeah, and, or, you know, there's people like make that really cool stuff now as well. So, and we're just reeling off almost shout-outs at the minute, but like Created by Kate on Instagram, yes, the art is amazing. There's a girl called Katie who does KDJ illustration, who's done like a few mugs. There's like a Tinker Hatfield mug with an Air Max 1, which is sick, so good for Air Max today. I've been meaning to order one for ages, to be fair. And there's a guy called, the Instagram is just Shoe Tree, and he takes old shoes and literally grows plants through, I mean, through the shoe. And you have to see it. It's just incredible. Oh, so,
do you follow Kate Hunt?
No, I don't think so.
So I'm just going to hold up. That's a pen drawing.
Oh, incredible, yeah. Absolutely.
And so if you don't follow Kate, she actually does work for Adidas. But you need to see her work. And she doesn't just do shoes. She does cars as well and all sorts of stuff. She's just...
Yeah, stuff like that just blows my mind.
The levels of skill an artist is just...
I think that's where like Instagram is so good for the sneaker community, because yes, there's certain bits that are massively oversaturated and there's things on Instagram that are so kind of negative and all that. But for the creatives, like seeing that kind of work is absolutely amazing. And it's such a good platform for
it. Maybe we should get Tess on one week and we'll discuss this further. Should we do that?
Definitely.
Do it. Definitely. Right. Next question.
So this is from David X. Rommel. What influences you guys more in your collecting, nostalgia or style?
That is a really good question. Nostalgia or style? Wow.
I can see, like, obviously for people listening, they can't see. I can see the confusion on Danny's face here.
The clock.
The cogs are turning.
The cogs are turning, yeah. It's probably, without wanting to duck out of the question, it's probably an element of both. I like product and I like good product. So the shoes got to look good and the coloration's got to be good. Even above the story for me, or the element behind what the shoe is, if it doesn't look good, why are you putting it on your foot? But things like nostalgia does come into it, like from, and what I'm picking up now, and again, the SB Dunks that first probably got me into the collecting element of trainers. I do have that nostalgic connection that even sometimes I might let that nostalgia take over from the shoe. VX1000 Dunks are a perfect example of that, where the nostalgia of, oh, it's an SB Dunk and I know the reason why these are so good. Oh, I'm not too sure if I like the shoe or not, but and it took over. Whereas usually I try and just leave it and I'd shelf it and not bother. So it's probably for me an element of both. I know that's skirting around the question, but it depends on the shoe, I guess. But you, Dan, what do you reckon?
I think for me more nostalgia than style. I think a lot of my collection is things that I've bought for a long, long time, and it maybe started with things I couldn't get in the past and has grown and developed. But I think it takes me a lot longer to buy into something that's, say, new and fashionable. Even if I like it, I usually appreciate it on others first. I'd say most of my collection is more nostalgia.
Yeah, classic.
So like massively influenced. Yeah, things like Air Max 1, 1995, Jordan 1s to Jordan 6, you know, those like old models. Even old things like when they brought back the OG Puma Cell a couple of years ago, that was one of the first, it was the first white trainer I ever had as a kid. Right. I had to get it again. Things like that. So yeah, nostalgia I think is definitely more important for me.
Now you say it like that, I'm probably going to agree, because I think the nostalgic element, how you phrased it, what new shoe have you picked up? And it's like they're all just old. I can't think of anything new particularly I've picked up. The odd new ZX10000 is a new shoe, but it's not.
It's an evolution.
It's an evolution of a line.
And I'll certainly try new models, but it takes a lot for me to buy into something new, whereas I'm probably more easily influenced by something with a nostalgic feel and that old story to it.
Yeah, I suppose the spin for me is like the Spezial stuff, where there are new shoes, but they're based on old stuff. So,
yeah, and I think that's a good balance there. It's like when Gary said, you know, all his Spezial stuff, even though it's new, it should be able to be in a catalogue in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wouldn't look twice. I think that's a good balance there.
Can I just say, what an excellent question, though. Deserves longer than a quick fire answer. Barnsley_19. If a trainer shop asked the Annex to do a collab, what trainer would you pick and why? I'm going to include you in this. Come on, Dan, because that's not fair just to say, aim it right at me. You are the Sneaker Annex podcast host. What shoe are you having and why?
Oh, I mean, first off, I wouldn't turn down barely any collaboration, because it would be an absolute honour to one day do something like that. And a lot of Nike silhouettes. Obviously, I'm massively into Nike. So if I could do a collab, but then for the Annex, I think it would be amazing to do an Adidas original product. Yes, that's a tough question. That I'm going to go with something classic, like an Air Force One, because I think it'd be so easy to work on, and the elements you could bring to it, easy to tell a story through a shoe like that. So I'm going to go Air Force One.
Yeah, I think it's too easy for me to say, oh, I'll do a Dunk because I like Dunks. But at the minute, I'm buying a lot of Dunks because I've spoke to a lot of the Adidas guys about this, who have said, oh, you've got me like looking at Nike, because I don't think there's an awful lot of amazing Adidas products coming out at the minute. Certainly not the stuff I buy. Like, I can't wait for Gary to bring out the Spezial stuff for spring 21, because there'll certainly be bits in there. In fact, I don't know if you've put it in the news, the SNS GT, they're bringing out a new colourway of that. I don't know if you've seen that. I don't know if you've put it in the releases or stuff. So the Adidas stuff that's coming out at the minute just doesn't speak to me, or it doesn't make me want to go out and buy it at the minute. But I think if I looked at my collection what I've got, and if I were to do something that represents the Annex, and certainly what the Annex has been over the last 3 or 4 years, to do an Adidas Spezial collab would just be the dream. 100%. Sit down with Gary, work out a shoe, and I'd love to bring back the Italia. I remember the Adidas Italia, like early 2000s. It was just a fucking great shoe, and I know I don't swear much, but I love that shoe. And I've got like the Okine denim pair still. A few others just got battered because they were leather and they got worn, kicked to shreds. But yeah, I've not seen Adidas Italia for ages. So how about that? An Adidas Italia Spezial Annex edition.
I can see it, Danny. I see the vision.
I don't know. Maybe that's too specific, but yeah. Next question.
From Walsh.Eddie, did you pick up the Joburgs?
Not yet. So, I think I've got a pair. However, the shops have been shut. You've never been able to go to the shops and pick up your Joburg. Or some shops have never opened since the Joburgs have been out. So I did enter a competition for, you know, when you enter your size and stuff on the size posts. Did enter, but then the shop shut, and then it's never opened again. So
that's, fingers crossed.
And that's going to be one of my trump cards for my 20, 2021 pickups is that I technically should have had this shoe in December and I've not. It's not my fault. This is COVID's fault.
Danny, can you not just admit this? It's not happening anymore this year. There's no chance.
Mate, I think the VX1000s are going to go. I don't think I'll wear them. I'll find somebody else who's a 7.5 and maybe pass them on. So at the minute, I'm standing at two pairs of shoes for this year.
I don't believe you.
Streetwalkers, Pink Pigs, and then the Bacon 90s will be the March pair.
What about the Gulf?
What?
The blue Dunklo, the Gulf.
I've not got any.
You're not getting them?
I've not managed to get any. Do you know how limited the sizes are in these? And how few pairs of the Gulf ones actually made it across?
No, I didn't actually know.
Yeah, so some places didn't even have my size to even try and enter. So, I didn't look out on end. I didn't look out on size. I didn't look out on flat spot today. I've not got a pair, so...
I'm shocked, Danny. I'm shocked.
It is what it is. Right, last question. What has been your most surprising pickup of recent years, good or bad? Dan, that's SW Sneakers _, by the way.
Okay, so I'm going to go surprising because I liked them before I bought them, obviously, or I wouldn't have bought them. But this is one of the most comfortable shoes I've ever had. Loads hit sale for like, I don't know, 50, 60 quid, and it would be the Nike P6000. I think they came back in 2019.
I think it was, yeah.
And that is honestly an amazing shoe. If anybody wants something for summer that's just unbelievably comfortable and, you know, affordable as well, because so many went to sale, if you can find them for around 50, 60 quid, that for me is the most surprising because, like I say, I knew I'd liked it. I knew I'd like it. I knew it was a good sole. I knew it'd be comfortable, but honestly, one of the best shoes that I own.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Good for barbecuing.
Oh, ideal.
And sorry, sorry, Matt, as well. I should have said SW Sneakers _. That's Matt from the Doubled Up podcast as well. So shout out to the Doubled Up podcast and all the other podcasts. I know there's quite a lot of trainer podcasts. People have been doing it through lockdown. It's good to see that there's lots and lots of different content and people like all around the country knocking out other podcasts as well. For me, what has been my most surprising? Again, I've just said it. I should have read the questions ahead. SNS GT from last year, the yellow pair, the bruised banana pair with the red trim and the Arsenal shirt insole. It was just. I got a pair for Lee Brown. Shout out Lee Brown. I entered for him. And they came through the post. And I wasn't bothered from pictures. And I've obviously, when they come through the post, there's no way I'm not going to open them and have a look when they've come into my house before I sent them to Lee. And I opened them up. And I was like, these are a bit special. And just in hand, the quality of the suede, the colours, the little pops of red. It just absolutely one of the few pairs of recent times that I've actually opened the box and gone, oh my God, these are amazing. And then I kept them and then got Lee another pair, didn't I? So I managed to source another pair. So that's probably my most surprising pickup. Because I think it's hard surprising pickups because there's a lot of stuff that's, you see.
It's one of those where if you didn't like it, you wouldn't buy it. But something that you know you might like, but then are amazed by. And I think, been quite lucky in the fact that I haven't bought anything. I've been really disappointed with it. No, so there wasn't anything surprising in a negative way, really, that I can think of.
No, I think, again, I know I've said the VX1000 Dunks, but I was a little bit sceptical before picking them up, so it's not like I didn't know. But what I can't think of something that's come through the post and I've gone, actually, they're not as good in hand. Can't think.
Which is a good thing, really. So. Yeah.
And that's the end of that. So thanks to everyone who quickly fired us some questions on Instagram. I hope we give you short enough answers, but long enough answers. I'm looking at the time now. I'm thinking I need to go to work. But sadly, some things are more important than work, and the podcast definitely is. So, Dan, have we got some releases for this week?
We have. We'll fire through these, Danny. First off, Nike Air Max 95 collaboration with Kim Jones. two colorways. There's like a vault and an orange, and apparel collection as well.
Yes.
I'll say as well, I love the shoe. I think it's amazing. I think it's so good. It's a classic 95 with a little twist, but it's £190.
I was just about to say, when you came to me, I would have just said £190. That is just insane for an Air Max 95. So,
I mean, an Air Max 95 is what, 160, 170 anyway? It's quite expensive, but that extra to make it 190, it does seem like a lot for a pair of 95s.
I can't remember what the Neon 95s were because I skipped them. Actually, that's a bit of a regret recently. I wish I'd have picked up a pair of Neon 95s. I might just have a look on some Depop, StockX, eBay and see if there's any floating around for not too much.
Well, this is the thing with this shoe is I really like this shoe. I think it's really, really good. And for that extra £20, I feel like I'll really regret it if I don't go in for them.
Right, okay.
I feel like I might go in for them and almost hope for the L, so at least I can think, well, I've tried.
You do that. That's fine. But yeah, I think the shoe looks great. They're just very expensive for me.
Yeah. Coming back this week, Adidas Valencia.
Yes.
You a fan?
Nice shoe. But it sits on what I said before about some of the Adidas stuff that's coming out, that it's just not one that I would ever pick up or have ever picked up. But I get it for the casual community, the terrorist community. A lot of people have been hitting me up saying, oh, you're getting some Valencias to review on the channel. And again, it's difficult with COVID restrictions and what we can and can't do. This could have been a shoe that maybe we could have gone into size and done a video before they came out about the shoe. But it's especially my 1 of 12 in the year quest, which I'm going to fail miserably at anyway. But I don't want to fail it on an Adidas Valencia. I'm sorry. They're nice, but they're just
It's an easy one, isn't it? You know what you're getting with a Valencia.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. That shoe. One that's not so easy to get your head around, the Adidas A to ZX series, the ZX Fury.
Just the most bizarre thing. The most bizarre thing. Well, I just don't get it. I don't. They did some a couple of years ago, didn't they? And actually,
they did the Fury Boost, didn't they? So they did the Fury with the Boost sole.
Yes.
I think that worked. This doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I just don't understand why. I don't get the crossover, particularly between Adidas and Reebok, to do stuff like that anyway, other than they're owned by the same people. But why? I don't know. Why would you cross? It's just the crossover collaboration works when you do a sportswear trainer with something not sportswear trainer for me. So if you're going to do or the Simpsons or whatever it is that you're going to do, they work. Or if you collaborate with a streetwear like Bape, someone like that, fantastic. Reebok, what? It's always perplexed me when they've done it in the past. So.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I thought it was a bit strange with the Boost, but I think it did work. This for me is just an ugly. It's like an ugly stepchild of the two parent companies, isn't it? It just doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't work for me either.
And lastly, obviously, we touched on the stock. Sorry,
I said good looking.
Yeah, good luck. Nike are bringing back the Air Structure, the OG, this week. Is that one you remember? Any interest?
I don't really remember it, if I'm being brutally honest. We can fake it and go, oh, yeah, I remember those. I can't. Like the Skeptors for the Air Max. Oh, what's the...
Yeah.
I remember that shoe. I don't remember this one, if I'm being honest. I don't. It's just something that has... I don't know if it was just... Was it a... I'm going to say, like, was it a sneakerhead shoe back then? I just don't remember it at all. You?
No, it's one that I like. It's one that you look back at, and it's a good shoe, but it's one that I won't be going out of my way for. I'll hope that it kind of hits sales. A bit like the Triax 96 last year, which is a great shoe. I love that shoe, but again, kind of hit sales. If you can pick up a pair of these for like £70, I'll get a pair.
£50 to go to the beer gardens in April 12th.
Yeah, just a nice summer Air Max, you know, one for add to the collection, but I won't go in on all
of it. I just pulled the picture. The colourway is not too bad, actually. They're pretty good.
Yeah, great, great colourway. It's a good shoe, but it's an easy skip for this week.
Yeah, it is for me. And any more? Is that it? I can't think now.
That's it.
Yeah, just to, I was going to say just a quick one. The questions actually took a little bit longer than we anticipated because we do like to ramble, but it's a podcast, so if we didn't ramble, then it'd be the probably most boring podcast in the world.
And some good questions.
Some fantastic questions. And like I said, there's a couple in there that we could probably expand on a little bit more and talk about in the future. So that's it for today. Like we said, we are going to do an Air Max Day special next week. So me and Dan are going to put our heads together, maybe get some Air Max people on, or Air Max person, or if you can think of anybody that you might think, oh, that'd be really good to talk to, hit us up in the comments and stuff like that on Instagram. And I think that's it for this week. Anything else to add?
One last thing to add, because we've done a few shout-outs this week.
Go on.
So, good friend Joey, who's one of the managers in Size, told me this week that he likes to listen to our podcast whilst he's in the bath with a glass of wine and a few candles lit in the dark. So I want to know, does anybody listen to our podcast in a stranger environment?
Yeah, so if anyone listens to it somewhere, or if you've got a even if it's not that strange and you've got a regular place where you go and listen to me and Dan and a guest when a guest's on, talk about trainers, again, let us know in the Instagram comments. And on that, if you've got to this point in the podcast, I think the word this week has got to be bath time. So just for you, Joey, well, the secret word or the password for this week is bath time. So hit that up on the Instagram as well. And I think that's it for today. Anything else?
That's it. Just I hope you're enjoying your bath.
In a bit, guys. Bye.